If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Whoops. It's like, what the fuck was I doing?
Hello, my friends. Oh, okay. Clearly, there's a learning curve with all this tech. And I continue to screw stuff up. Chris writes, for the shoe, beat the Broncos. For the love of God, you have to see the Patreon from yesterday with the guy who has the new Indianapolis Colts fight song. I love that guy so much. Welcome into the show, brought to you by the studio, brought to you by my friends at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Go there and shop some stuff you may have always wanted, like an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, Yamaha golf cart, e-bike. They've got it all. Thank you to them for being part of the show. They are in Rockford, Michigan. Okay. Seriously, I thought I was losing my mind today. And I was freaking out. That's why I titled the podcast what I titled it. Oh, my God. So the way the day is supposed to go here is do the radio show. And while, like, the music is playing on the radio show, while the songs are playing, I can click a button and record the voice tracks for Big 101.3, the oldie station that I'm on in Grand Rapids here. You're like, wait, what? Yeah, it's the way it's done in corporate radio. People pre-record, and it saves them a ton of money. I'm that guy who does the voice tracking. Chris says, is the radio show back to being live on Q100? Yeah, it's been live. It has been live. Thanks for listening. Kidding. Yeah, it's been alive for a long time. What the fuck? Where you been? Go fix your hair. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I sound like Freebird now. Oh, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. It's Gucci. I am just kidding. Wow, that looks pretty Gucci.
Fucking idiot. Not you. Him. So since I'm going up north today, I'm going to go up there, and I got to get my pre-recording done in advance. So it's very important that I get that done. And then so I can wrap up this podcast and just be done with it and get away with Pooh Bear and go up north. But it's not working. And everything else is working accordingly. And I did this yesterday, and everything worked flawlessly. So what could possibly have changed? So I have no idea, and I feel this desperation kind of swirling around me. Go ahead, Magic Misfit. I'll answer it later. And I'm like, what could possibly be happening here? I'm doing everything. And I went ahead and I reached out to the boss at iHeart. And I said, just a FYI, man. Nothing's working and I'm leaving town. So somebody might have to cover for me. And then he goes, okay, reach out to tech support. So I send this email to iHeart tech support. And what that, I mean, it's, you know, you're going to have to wait a while to get an answer back. So I'm freaking out. I reach out to my guy at Q100. Can you troubleshoot this? I don't know, man. All that time passes during the morning show on Q100 where I could have been voice tracking. I did not, which means I got to do it later today because I did end up getting it working. But it was as if a light bulb went off. I had a strong suspicion that this was operator error. Like when I was sending the message off to tech support and bitching to everybody about my problems, I really had a feeling like I did something wrong in the last 20 hours or so. And you ever have that happen when you, like, it clicks and you realize, oh, I did do this, A, B, or C? That happened to me. So you know, whatever, pushed a button, plugged a plug in, and everything is fantastic. So then I got to go back and reach out to all the people that I reached out to before. In fact, I had my guy on from Q100 who has nothing to do with iHeart, but he's going to help me out. And he says to me, well, did you? And he said like two sentences, and that's when the light bulb went off. I made the switcheroo, and then it worked, and I went, it worked. I feel like such a cock. I have done this countless times. It's gotten so bad that I now just, to avoid all the panic and frustration, I now say to myself, all right, at some point along the way, you fucked something up. You don't remember it now, but before too long, you are going to remember it. And then everything's going to be okay. So there is no point at all for you to lose your mind, which I did not. I think I'm onto something when it comes to like the whole panic thing. Remember I talked to you about like whenever I'm having a goddamn anxiety attack, I tell myself it'll all be over in the morning. Go to bed. That works, man. I'm telling you. Stevie says maybe a checklist would help. Yes, you're absolutely right. Will I do that? No, of course not. So I was kind of like on edge. And remember, I was telling you that I had some discussions with you the other day about how the NFK, my brother-in-law, who lives with us now for 4 years and one half month, has just been in a pissy mood. Well, it was the same goddamn thing today. Hey, Kevin, good morning. And I'm like, Now, what the fuck do you have to be disgruntled about? You are living your best life. You do not work. Everything is taken care of for you. We go shop for you. We buy you your food. We take you to the doctor. When you need something, you ask, and we fix it. Megan says maybe he wants to go up north with you. That's a good point. I did think about that, and I said, maybe he wants to go up north with us. I was thinking about that the other day. And then I went, no. No. I'm going to, fuck it. I'm doing something for ourselves. It's Pooh Bear and I, and that's all we want to do. That's all we're interested in, and so there's going to have to be another time. Maureen says maybe he's bored. Well, I know. Maybe he is fully capable of finding something to do. He can walk. He can read. Remember I told you, when he was getting his physical the other day, and the doc says, have you thought about going out and walking? And he looked at me, and I'm like, what? And then he said, well, does the road, I don't know where the road goes. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? We have gone on walks before, and literally where I live is one road, and then it loops around, and then that's it. It's just a loop. There's one road. So I'm like, he goes, yeah, well, I don't know where to go. And I'm like, you do too. When you, okay, that's just dumb. You could either just go around, or you could fucking go out and back. I'm not buying that at all. I don't accept that. You don't know where to go. Tyler says it'll be a nice long weekend with EZ, Pooh Bear, and the mice. Yes. Matt says, are you taking the fraud bus? Yes. Nick, who's been on a goddamn roll lately, says you better order a fifth pet tracker. Sarah says you follow the road, dummy. Yes. By the way, Meathead in 3 minutes. It might be very, very short because I have zero questions and I've done a horrible job of encouraging you to send them. Send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Megan says, put my number down in his phone. I'll track his ass down. Yes. Well, I think, though, that you would be last on his people to call. Because, like I said, my neighbor Etta is right here. And then the rest of the names he recognizes as his nieces and nephews. So, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't know you. He won't remember you. You're going to have to do something to, like, make him remember you. Like, I don't know if Brian would be bothered if you gave him an HJ. But if you did that, he definitely would remember you. I encourage you to wear gloves. Megan says, Sarah and I should come pick him up for an outing at the dog park. No, you shouldn't. You should not do that. Megan says, I'm not giving an HJ or a BJ. No J's. No types of J's. So I walk downstairs, and he has a habit of when you are asking him a question, I've talked to you about this. He will finish what you're saying. So I get this far into my question. Hey, buddy, while we're gone, could you put water in the cat reservoir? It circulates the water. Will you put water in the cat reservoir? I said, hey, Kevy, while we're gone, will you put And I got that far. And he goes, water the plants, water the plants. And I normally, when he does that, I pause, I wait, I look at him, and then I say, as I was saying, and then I'll actually say it. But this time, I went, would you let me finish? Let me finish my thought, and then it's your turn. Let me finish my words. Pause, your words. That's how conversation takes place. I didn't do all this. All I said was, yeah, let me finish. And he goes, okay. So now he's butthurt. I don't know. Maybe he is butthurt because we're not taking him up, but fuck it. I don't give a shit. No. This is a Pooh Bear easy PB easy weekend, and that's the end of it. Chris says, are the grumpy pants you've got today from Costco too? Now, I don't know if you're saying that about me or me about him. Maureen says, flap, flap, flap. Shit, fuck, damn. Right. Yeah, I said to Diane, I go, how's his mood today? And she goes, well, I was getting shit out of the fridge to take up north, put in the fraud bus. And he was suspecting something was up. So he came over in the kitchen and was acting like he was doing something, but watching me like a hawk to make sure I wasn't taking any of his fucking food. I'm like, what? Take his food? What? And I got to take any of his fucking food? She goes, I know, but that's what he was doing. I think he's getting ready to snap. You know, like a little fucking Private Pile in Full Metal Jacket. You ever see that one? Stanley Kubrick. Oh, my God, what a movie. I didn't even know that Kubrick was dead. I thought he was still alive. He died in 99. I was just reading about him because I was it's Full Metal Jacket's on my mind because I was just watching some clips. I am in a world of shit. Vincent D'Onofrio, what a character. Megan says he's nervous like a dog when they see you packing up for a trip. Probably. I don't give a shit. All right. We're going to bring Dad in for Dear Meathead. We'll see how this goes. I'm hoping it goes okay. But it probably won't. Nick says, quote, hey, Eric, you got a lawnmower blade looking laying around. That's interesting because he kind of looks like him. How about this one? Hi, Eric. It's Jamie and Megan, your customer service team at Irvine's. Your satisfaction is important to us. Can you take 30 seconds and tell us about your experience using the link below? If you have any questions or concerns, we can be reached at call Megan. Look at these two. They're so pretty. It's just this pair. Oh, my God. What a couple of dolls you are. All right, I'm going to bring Dad in for Dear Meathead. If you have a question, send it along. Eric at ericzaneshow.com. Let's see how we do. Try not to blow your ears out. Now, here's the interesting
thing. You have reached 586-254-3673. Leave a message, and we will get back with you.
All right. Probably best. Chris says, or Kenny says, slight static, and Chris says, and it's hot. Eh, well, yeah, I don't know how to correct. I know how to correct the hot mic, but I don't know how to correct the static yet. Megan says, oh, shit, whole phone number. Stevie says, oh, no, you just doxed him. Who gives a fuck? Give me a fucking break. People get so worked up about doxing. Anybody can find anything in about 15 seconds online. No one cares. Jesus, I'm leaving it in there. All right. Chris has a question. Hey, guy, would you rather fight 100 chicken-sized rhinos or five rhino-sized chickens? I'm going to go with the 100 chicken-sized rhinos. Because I'm pretty confident that I could pick up a couple of the rhinos by the horn and swing them like weapons. So that's two right there. So I'm slaughtering rhinos, chicken-sized rhinos with rhinos, and kicking and clawing. But if I'm fighting five rhino-sized chickens, I don't know, do I get a weapon? Where does this come from? I just remembered, Meathead is not going to be there today. And the reason why is because he is attending my Charity Scam Mike's daughter's graduating from high school. It's a special needs situation, one of those deals. So it's pretty involved and a happy moment, but that just occurred to me. So cancel everything. It was all much to do about nothing. Mike writes at the end of this one, P.S. I don't mind if you read it on the podcast. I'm sure other people could give me pointers too, writes Mike C. on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Every so often, I get this exact same email. Mike writes this. EZ, I'm reaching out to you because I know that you've been sober for 20 plus years. Actually, I think going on 30. It'll be 30 in 2026. I've been struggling with alcoholism for about 2 to 3 years now. I got the ultimatum once and fucked that up big time. I'm now living with my aunt, still not completely sober, and would absolutely love some advice and guidance so I don't lose everything I have. Thanks, Zane. Anything helps. Okay. Typically, how I respond to this is, from my perspective, anybody who is wanting to turn it around, they have to put their foot down and do that. No one can do that for them. Even if, like, I got the ultimatum, too. But if Diana said to me, I'm moving out if you don't stop drinking, and I didn't want to stop drinking, I would not have stopped drinking. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I then believed her and then said, okay, that reality, that future seems so bleak to me that I think I'm going to stop doing this. I am going to stop doing this. And that was it. I decided right then and there. Not everybody has the success that I had. Everybody's different. It truly is one day at a time. And for some folks who have a more desperate scenario, every day is a goddamn challenge, and it never seems to get easier. However, 12-step programs help keep people focused. You're plugged into people with similar goals who can talk about things that affect them and what helps them, and takes about an hour every meeting. You can go once a day. You can go several times a day. For some of those folks, remaining sober is life or death. And they find that no matter what they try, the one thing that that is most effective is a 12-step program. Most would agree with that. I know I do. And I think that a person sometimes will just decide, hey, I'm not drinking anymore, and I'm going to work my ass off to get it done. And they try to make it a minute, and then an hour, and then a day. And then they have to keep working at it by wash, rinse, repeat. Some people do 30 meetings, 30 days. Some people do 60 meetings, 30 days to a day. If you're to the point where you are, like you described, I highly recommend that. But you have to want that. Otherwise, you will keep spinning your wheels. Sometimes people like go, well, I win. It didn't work. It's like, yeah, you got to keep coming back. You can't just do it once or twice and then expect that you're going to be fixed. You have to come to grips with the fact that you are addicted to alcohol, like I am, and you always will be addicted to alcohol, like I am. And you have to say, I can never, ever drink ever again. Ever. You have to actually draw that line in the sand and wrap your mind around the idea of that. And I think that this all comes together through the 12-step programs. There are different varieties of it. But I swear by the ones that are at your local clubs. If there's a will, there's a way. And I honestly, no offense, but I don't know if you're reaching out to a podcaster asking for advice from him. I don't know if you're ready. Because I think you know the answer. You could very easily have looked up local 12-step programs. Or maybe you don't know about that. I don't know. I would think you do, though. I think you need to march yourself into one of those meetings. This is all I'll tell you. Because I used to do this thing where I would take people to meetings, and I even sponsored a few people. And it fucking fails every time. And it affects my serenity. And I can't challenge that because then that makes me lose touch with the things that help keep me sober. There are other people that are a better quality individual that can do that, and I am not that. I can barely take care of myself. But others are very good at taking care of themselves and reaching out to you. So what I recommend you do is this. March yourself into a 12-step meeting. Find out where it is. You can. Find out what time it starts. Walk in. You're going to be nervous and probably look like a bitch. Don't worry about it. There's going to be one drunk there leading the meeting. Walk up. Hello, I am. This is my first meeting. That's all you say. Do you think you can do that? Find out where the meeting is. Go. Introduce yourself like a big boy. And they will take care of the rest. You have to do nothing more. Numerous people will help you. And by the end of that, you will have a recharged system. And you can look back on the amazing thing you did. And then understand that there is an army of people who want to assist you. Okay? That is about all I can say about this. This has to be you. No one can do that for you. You have to do that. So, to this sweet person, Mike, get after it and let me know how it's going. Okay? Or don't. You don't have to. I consider that program to be an absolute miracle. And I don't like to get into too many details about the program because it's private. Okay? This is a very private thing. You got good people that are just working very hard. They're white knuckling it. Some of these folks trying to get through the fucking day. But if you can lift that finger and march your ass in there and you listen and try, it can literally change your life. And you might be able to start getting back some of the things that have been taken from you. Or not. You still might have further to go. Some people aren't as lucky as you. All you have is you're living with your aunt and somebody told you to get the fuck out of the house. Other people kill people while they're driving. They go to prison. That's coming. I'll tell you that right now. You don't turn it around. That's coming. And then when a judge says, yeah, you got to go to meetings, that never fucking works. Because I see people show up in there, they go to meetings, they get the paper signed, and then they don't give a shit. And not everybody is successful at this. I would say 50%. And but that's still a lot better than the previous percentage. The rest of them are going to die or they're going to go to prison. That might be you. So count your blessings that you're not dead yet and you haven't killed anybody. And you still got a fucking place to live. So get your head out of your ass and march into there. Quit fucking around. All right. The individual has revealed themselves. Says, I'll keep it updated. I'll keep updated for sure. I went for about 3 months straight. Thank you, Easy. Oh, good. Well, then you know the answer. Think back to that. That was, you were, it was working. It was working. You have to keep going. Let me explain something to you. One more analogy. When you don't go to meetings, okay, let's say you're right now, you're in this bad spot and you're driving a car and you look in the rearview mirror and there's this ugly monster and it's right on your ass. Then you start going to meetings. And after every meeting, that monster's still there. It's just a little bit smaller. You get put a little bit of distance between the monster. And after 3 months, you're like, I see that monster, but fuck him. I'm kicking his ass. And then just once, you skip that meeting. And that fucker gets a little closer. And he loves that because he's not leaving. He's just far away. He's far away. And the next thing you know, boom, there he is. Aha, I got you, motherfucker. Cunning. Cunning, devious, very tricky. And will convince you that you are cured. You're never cured. This is a lifelong thing forever. All right. If anybody here, not everybody reveals himself. I see a few of you are some drunks. I love my drunks. Yankees suck, 138. 39, alcoholic for 20 years, 3 months sober. Oh, my God. Look at you. Well, today is going to be a good day for you, my friend. Because you're going to kick its ass. And then you're going to wake up and you're going to try it again. God damn it. All right. So that's real simple. Find a meeting. Go. Introduce yourself. And make some fucking friends. And then listen. And then tell those people that you love them. Because those are the best people on the planet. God loves drunks. He loves drunks. He loves drug addicts. He loves abusers. He loves all of us. So get after it. And go have a good goddamn day. And don't drink today. You dumb son of a bitch. All right. If anybody ever sends me a letter like that, you know I will respond. I used to actually take people to meetings, but it was one after the other. Fucking me right in the ass. And it was fucking with me. So I said, I'm done. I am not capable of doing this. I am not good enough. And I'm going to hurt people if I continue to do this. Okay. Thank you to that sweet soul. We are friends for life. I will always encourage you and love you and protect you as best as I can. For the folks that are watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to kick you out, G-Diet. But thank you for being here. If you want the full show, it's on twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app, search Eric Zane Live. Follow me on Patreon as well. I just had Scott S. reach out and said, hey, man, I'm in. He just signed up. Thank you to Scott. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days for free. All right? Do that, and then you can. You do have to put in a payment form, but I want you to cancel it right after. And then you still get the 7 days, so you're good to go. And then if you really like it, just sign up again or not. It's up to you. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Biggie Saint says, thanks for showing me your bulge before I leave. Well, I didn't know that I did. Is my ding dong sticking out? Oh, it's not sticking out at all. Molly says, EZ sounds different today. Yeah, the mic setup is different, and that's temporary, Ms. Molly, if that's what you're referring to, like the actual sound of my voice. It doesn't have what's known as processing on it, but I'll have that back. But that's incredible that you noticed. Not everybody would notice that. You must have some type of like technical ear thing going on. All right, let me kick everybody out here. So when we go up north for this weekend, the weather is supposed to suck. I mean, bad. Like, I'm looking at the forecast, and Michigan itself is just a big blob of green. It looks horrendous. So I think I'm going to attempt to stay seated and read a book. I've been meaning to read this book, and I forget what it is. All I know, and some of you might be able to help me, it's about some cabin. And they made a movie about it with Dan Bautista and the redheaded fucker from the Harry Potter books. What's his name? Ron Weasley. Ron Weasley and Dan Bautista are walking through the woods, and they encounter some Chinese kid playing in the woods. And then they say, "Hey, where's your dad?" And she says, "Oh, I got two dads. My dads are gay." "Oh, okay, let's go see him." So they go bang on the door. And the next thing you know, I guess these two have to make some type of decision. And I don't know for sure, I think it's slaughter the kid, and the rest of the world dies. Wait a minute. If you slaughter the kid, then the rest of the world doesn't die. But if you don't slaughter the kid, the rest of the world dies, right? And by the way, I guess it's Dave Bautista. So someone says it's called Cabin at the End of the World. Rebecca says, "No, that's not the plot." Well, don't tell me the plot. Mediocrity Dave says, "Knock at the Cabin." Yeah, I think the movie was called that. But the book was previous to the movie, and it was titled something different. Similar, but not the same. Speaking of Dave Bautista, I never forget the fucking time I was walking around the rink at the hockey, at the arena. It was back when Michigan used to be a state where, when we had Governor Granholm, where they had an endeavor, a tax thing, where if you made a film here, the state would cover a lot of your expenses. Like, there was tax benefits to making a film here. So a ton of people were started making movies here. Wasn't Tom Hanks in that movie Road to Perdition? That was filmed here. And so with great regularity, you'd see famous people here making movies. And so I'm at the rink walking around, and there's this huge dude, and I'm like, "What? Who the fuck is this guy?" And it was Dave Bautista. It might have been the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life. He's there to see a hockey game. So people are getting their autographs. I'm like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" I didn't even know. I had no idea who he was. Fitty Cent made a movie here. 30 Seconds or Less. That is with Aziz and Danny McBride, right? 30 Minutes or Less. And then some movie with Val Kilmer. I can't remember the name of it, says Rebecca. Knock at the Cabin is the movie. Cabin at the End of the World is the book. All right. So I want to sit my ass down and try to do that. You know how long it's been? I've got two other books I want to read. Stephen King's Insomnia, which I think I've read that before. And Stephen King's The Shining. Never read it. I buy books and then they just sit there. Because I don't have time to do shit. Val Kilmer filmed the steam experiment. Okay. So I really want to read a book. I don't think we'll have time to sit by the fire. Nick says, Yao Ming was the biggest guy I've seen here. I could have blown him without even bending my knees. Wow. You know what's interesting is there was a guy bigger than Yao Ming, also Asian, that was here. There used to be a basketball team, before the Grand Rapids Gold, before the Grand Rapids Drive, there was a team called the Grand Rapids Flight. And there was a guy on the team called Sun Ming Ming from China. He made Yao Ming, who's well over 7 feet, seem little. Ming Ming is, let's see, he played with the Grand Rapids Flight in 2007. 7'9" is Ming. I got to get, look, this is Sun Ming Ming. Now, where that guy's feet is on this image right here, that's where, like, my face would be if I was standing next to Sun Ming Ming. That's how much taller he is. I'm 5'8", he's 7'9". So he's 2 feet, 1 inch taller. So we're at GRD. And Sun Ming Ming comes walking in. And as he's out in the hall and he has to come in the door, he has to duck so far that if he didn't, like, the top of the doorway... I mean, you've seen people have to duck through a doorway. You've seen that probably many times. But he would have hit his top row of teeth. Like, you couldn't see his face. He was that tall. He walks in, and we realize that this was not going to work out because he doesn't speak English that well. And when he does, it sounds like... You can't even understand him. His vocal cords are so loud, it's like a giant wet vagina trying to form words. Like, you could put your ding-dong in his throat and it would be like having sex with a woman. Magic Misfit says, I went to college with Chris Humphreys. Dude was gigantic, and I'm 6'4". Yeah, Humphreys was the one that was married to, was it Chris Kardashian or some shit? Yeah, that was weird. Chris Humphreys. It was Kim. Oh, my God. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.